Okay, so we're now starting the November 20th, 2018 Regional Review Committee meeting. Thanks to you all for coming, and I appreciate Andrew being here today to help us navigate our bylaws update discussion. Sorry for that. First things first, though, I forgot to have us approve the May minutes, so we, if we could approve the May minutes and then also the August minutes, that would be great. Do you guys want to take a minute to review and then
move to approve the May minutes and the August minutes?
I'll second.
So we got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That carries.
Perfect. Okay, so in your packets, you have the most recent updated draft of the recommended updates to the bylaws. As was stated in the email, the main updates are, well, first, I'm getting ahead of myself. First, we'll talk about kind of why we're updating the bylaws right now. So we talked with the chair, and he agrees that it would be wise of us to have our bylaws be in, coordinated, yes, with the rest of our WFRC procedures. So to kind of update those and have those be in line with the rest of our WFRC procedures, the main changes that we have here to the bylaws is that we will have our RRC members be appointed by the COGS, by everyone's respective COGS, in January, not in May, as it was previously written. And that the state policy rep can serve up to 4 one-year terms. It used to be 2. But in order to prevent having to be reappointed every 2 years, you can now serve up to 4 years without being reappointed on the state policy rep board. And then also, just the way that our meetings have been ever since I started doing CDBG, we've been meeting on the third Tuesday and not the third Wednesday, so I thought we'd go ahead and just change that in the bylaws. So
we made that on our golf day.
Yeah.
You changed to that? Why?
I didn't change it.
That's our golf days.
Yeah.
Wednesdays?
Apparently. No, Tuesdays.
Oh, Tuesdays?
So who changed that?
I don't know. Well,
yeah, on a beautiful day like today.
Well, you know what? If you guys want to not approve that part of the of the update and we can keep it to the Wednesday, that is up to you guys also. I am very flexible on that. Just to add a couple notes, Sean couldn't make it here today, but he did give a little bit of feedback on this draft, and I think that they were good ideas that we include if there should be term limits and what those term limits are for if you are serving on the RRC, also if you are serving as state policy rep. If you're the chair, should you only be allowed to be the chair for one term, or the unlimited amount of terms that is not outlined in this, in these bylaws. So what is your opinion on that?
Open it up for discussion. But what does everybody think on the chair? Should it be term limited or just allow it to run forever? As long as they're holding elected office, right?
The chair does not have to be an elected, just the state representative.
Oh, okay.
Policy representative.
I don't think it matters on the chair. I think if somebody wants to chair it, they can chair it for as long as they want, as long as they're on.
As long as we can railroad them in, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Term limit, you might not have everybody step up unless somebody misses a meeting.
That's right.
That may or may not how you became the chair.
Yeah. I don't think chair is that big of a deal myself. I think just need to serve as long as you want as a chair.
Yeah,
I don't
have a problem with that.
Isn't there enough turnover?
Yeah, I think.
And that same policy will apply to the vice chair?
Sure.
Was Sean suggesting that we should have term limits, or he was just raising it for discussion?
He just wanted it to be clear in the bylaws. because it is currently unclear.
Well, it's not stated in the bylaws that there's term limits, which means there aren't.
Right.
Right? And so we don't need, if you guys are comfortable with not having term limits on the number of terms a chair or vice chair can serve, then the bylaws are fine as they are. You don't need to
confirm. So don't add anything. Okay. Okay.
That's right. Now, it just, and to your point, Mayor, the chair and vice chair would have to agree to do it.
Right.
But then also, as it's written here, the RRC chair and vice chair will be appointed by the RRC members. And that means obviously that they're going to have to agree to do it, but it's still subject to the agreement of the RRC. So if y'all felt like you wanted to change it, it's up to the RRC to do that every 2 years. In fact, really, even if you want to continue with the person, the RRC would still need to take an action when that 2-year term comes up and say, if we want to keep those people, we're going to vote to keep those people or make a change.
Right, okay.
Which makes sense to have this body take some action to establish who the chair and vice chair is.
So then that will just be up to who the chair is. If they want to step down as chair, then they just make it known to the committee that they wouldn't like to be chair anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Aren't you saying at the end of the term, then they're either reelected or they step down?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so at the end, every year. Sure. Okay.
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years,
yeah. And that's, I don't think that's something, I think the bylaws as written, that's what they require. So I don't think we need to make, as long as you all are comfortable with what you just discussed, you don't need to make any modifications to the bylaws to accomplish that.
Right.
Okay. Another thing he wanted to make sure we are clear about in these bylaws is that the state policy representative must be an elected official, which has always been, and as we always know, but it is not clearly stated in the bylaws as of now, so that will be added.
Is that a requirement of the from the state?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Or the governor's appointment.
Yes.
Okay. So the state recommends elected officials from each RRC to the governor's office, and the governor's office largely accepts, I guess, or declines. I don't know if they've ever declined one, but accepts those folks.
Which brings me to my next point.
You would need to actually add something to the bylaws in the sentence about state policy representative must be an elected official who's currently serving as a member of the RRC.
Correct.
Right.
So mine's cut off on there. What is that? It's just cut off.
Those printed as like the comments didn't on the margin didn't print out. So when I accept changes, all those like. Like some things were deleted and added, you know. So once I accept all changes, like this,
that will go away.
And then like this, like
shall.
Council of old governments, like that'll be gone. Those were just things that were left over from the. I just hadn't accepted the changes because I wanted you guys to see the changes.
Oh, okay.
But Mayor, what do you mean though? It's cut off.
I've got a. On mine, it says that representative shall EV may serve.
I see.
Up to
I think the shall and the EV or EY would go away, and it would be that representative may serve up to four 1-year terms and will be appointed in January.
So then, in other words, what you're, Christy, if you printed this as a clean version,
that would be gone.
So this is just the sort of funkiness of printing a red line.
I'm okay. I just want to make sure we're getting the right.
No, good.
We're putting the shall or the may or.
No, that's a good call.
Right,
so
in there.
So it should be may, right?
Correct.
That representative may serve up to 4 1-year terms.
And the we know that there's over that this people change out turnover. Thank you. But the state, when they make the recommendation up to the governor's office, it's for a 4-year term on the state policy committee. So if you were to recommend as an RRC an elected official who has only 2 years left, they understand that that's going to be turnover in that position. But if there were a newly elected, new elected official with a 4-year term, and they were recommended for the state policy committee, it's possible that you'll serve all 4 of those years if you remain on the RRC and remain the recommended person up. So just be thinking about that there's some overlap of terms at the state level, but they're 4 years is what they. Because they're trying to get consistency at the state. state policy committee level as well.
I think we need to do a little, we talked about this a little bit, we need to do a little clarifying with the state on what their rules are and what their expectations are on the state policy committee. You've been serving on the state policy committee, mm-hmm. right? And they may want people to serve for 4 years, but that may not be feasible.
Correct.
And so we as an RRC, you as an RRC, have to have the ability to change that position. But it still seems like it has to be a current, it should be an elected official who is a current member of the RRC. Right?
Well, it's not very clear. It may serve up to 4 1-year terms.
Yeah.
Or is it 1 4-year term?
So if you're still in office but you decide you don't want to be the state policy rep anymore, you're not required to be. So if you want to step down from that position before your 4-year term limit, you're able to do that.
So did the elected portion just come to be? Is that just?
I believe that's always been that way. It's just not, hasn't been spelled out in our bylaws.
Did you hear on the red light?
Wait, what?
That light was never changed from Air 56.
Yeah, he ran it.
I ran it finally after 5 minutes.
So you've been sitting there for 15 minutes? He's been here for.
Huh? You got it, yeah. Exploits, right?
Yeah.
You just run it.
Mayor, which elected,
you guys know,
what
this
provision
is being recorded.
What provision are you talking about, the elected?
Well, the state policy representative has to be an elected official.
Is that a new thing, or has that always been that way?
I believe it's always been, okay. As far as mine, I mean, as far as, since okay. I've been on it, okay. It has been that way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on the 4 1-year or 1 4-year, another idea,
Commissioner, we're going through the proposed bylaws changes right now.
Yep. Okay. Another idea would be to make it that the state policy committee appointee from the RRC is actually done every 2 years on the same cycle that you do your chair and vice chair. In other words, every 2 years you would have an appointment process where the RRC gets seated and you decide who's going to be our chair, who's going to be our vice chair, who's going to be our appointee to the state policy committee. And then you can say that, now and then there's the same question, do you want term limits on who serves on the state policy committee or not? But it might make sense rather than to do that every year appointment or every 4 years, have it coincide with the chair and vice chair terms. So every 2 years you kind of do an appointment process.
Well, no, Cheryl explained why they went to the 4-year term there, is because they were getting so much rollover. They were, felt like they were barely getting somebody trained that knew what they were doing.
Right.
And get a new person that would come up. So.
Mm-hmm. The other nice part about doing a 2-year is that in the interim year, it wouldn't require any action from our staff to recommend the name up to the state right. policy committee. That person would roll forward for 2 years.
Maybe what you could do is, based on what you're saying about their desire to have somebody in place for 4 years, you kind of have a presumption, an unwritten presumption, that the your appointee to the state policy committee would in fact serve 4 years, but you would still have to take an action every 2 years, essentially to confirm that person stays in that role.
Right.
Well, the reason why I like Jerry, where he's at, because it seems like the state's manipulating and changing things. So it's a little
frustrating. You need the history.
Huh?
You need the history.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because, well, like, we've lost. Lost that season.
Yep. I know.
Would we want those vice chair and chair and state policy rep appointments to be on the same year so they are aligning, or would we want to stagger those appointments in case there is turnover?
I think you want them the same year.
Same year, okay.
Do it all at once.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want, and would you want to have term limits, or would you want to treat your state policy rep the same as the chair and vice chair that, so the other members talked before you came in about the chair and vice chair?
and whether it wanted to have term limits on who serves as chair and vice chair of this group, the RRC, and the group decided don't need to have term limits, but it still needs to be every 2 years, there still needs to be an appointment process.
So would you want to do that same thing and not have term limits on who serves as your state policy rep? That's another question.
I think if somebody's willing to serve on state policy rep, let them do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is there a problem that we're having that we need to fix?
No.
There's no problem.
Other than Jerry. But,
Sorry.
I mean to bring it up.
And your term limits will be affected by the term limit or by the term of the elected official anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct. That's right.
And so it could, right. could get this all off whack anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody doesn't run for re-election. So.
Right.
Most people don't stop by the third term, especially their commissioner or council.
And then one other clarification that we made is that if someone were to leave, say, in the middle of a year, if it was a staff person that was no longer with the entity anymore, like we've had happen in the past, and we go to the COGS and we get that person replaced, then they, instead of starting their two-year term at that point in time, they would actually just be filling the remainder of their. So we just clarified that also in our bylaws.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah, that's what it needs to be.
And then one mistake that I didn't notice until earlier today is that last two-sentence red line that says the state policy representative shall be nominated and appointed by the members of the RRC, that actually the RRC will nominate that person, but the appointment is actually made by the governor.
So just take out and appointed by the RRC.
Yeah, so take out and appointed, and then I'll add a sentence, or I'll add to the end of the sentence, appointed by the governor.
Which I think it's super unlikely that the governor would reject a recommendation from the RRC, but it's just a matter of clarification that we aren't the appointment body to that state policy committee.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of wraps up all of the changes that we initially made and the comments from Sean Wilkinson. So if the chair wants to open up any more discussion for comments, we have one other kind of bylaws and state policy rep appointment conversation to be had after that.
Any more discussion on this?
Go ahead.
I make a motion then.
Before you do that, if I may, no. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page that we as staff are hearing. I've got my lawyer hat on here a little bit. Okay, so I just want to make sure that we, if I can, we just restate a little bit to make sure we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as you look down this membership section, we're okay with indicating that the appointments to the RRC are made by the COGS in January. We're okay with saying that if there's a vacancy in the RRC appointment, the COG fills the vacancy to fill the remainder of that term. And then, just to be clear, so that's those are two RRC appointments are 2 year terms from the COGS. Okay. Then what that means is when WFRC goes out to each of the COGs in the region, when we go to Weber, Morgan, and Tooele, we would we go every January, some of you all know, and we talk about all the appointments that the COGs make to WFRC and its various committees. So this would be part of that overall discussion. It would be aligned with our regular processes for all of our. Does this make sense, Mayor? You're looking at me kind of funny.
It does, but you're coming out in January and telling us, and then you want us to vote in that same meeting to.
So here's what I've
give us.
Yeah, here's what I've what the way we've handled this in years past, which mm-hmm. has seemed to work well, mm-hmm. is, the elections are over. In January, the elected officials who are going to be in place are in place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We prepare full lists
of all of our members and all of the vacancies.
Okay.
We work with the chairs of the COGS
okay.
to have those lists distributed to the COG members in advance of the meeting.
Okay.
Okay, with a little write-up.
Okay.
Then I or somebody from WFRC goes to each COG meeting and says, you received this list, so you see okay. what the vacancies okay. are. We talk about it, and then the COG takes action to make the okay. appointments. Yeah, but to your point, you got to be able to see it ahead of time right. to be able to talk right. about it, and we make sure to do that.
I was just wondering, yeah, okay. Yeah, so we'll have that in December, and we'll be able to review that.
Yeah, yeah, December or early January.
Well, ours is usually on the first Monday, so it's got to be
in advance. Early. You have it
in advance,
yeah.
In advance, yeah. And then I think, and you know, Shelley,
right.
she keeps us all right up, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Perfect. And then for the state, we talked a bunch about the wording here. So let's just make sure. So we're saying, for the state policy. Now, what's it officially called?
State policy representative.
But what's the committee? What is the official name of that committee?
State policy board.
For. Is there a CDBG or
CDBG state
CDBG
policy
small cities state policy whatever. The reason I'm asking is because our bylaws should use the official, whatever the official name
okay.
is.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. so if it's CDBG, Small Cities Policy Board, whatever it is, let's use that official, those mm-hmm. official words. Shall be nominated, not appointed, because it's a nomination by this group subject to gubernatorial appointment, by the members of the RRC, and the nominee must be an elected official and a current member of the RRC. Right? That representative shall serve 2-year terms with, and then we can borrow the language from above, with no limitation upon succession. So the term is a 2-year term, and it can be reappointed. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And will be appointed in January, will be nominated in January. Right, so that nomination also similarly would happen at the first. So at basically think of it this way, at your every 2 years at your January meeting, you would elect a chair and a vice chair, and you would nominate a policy committee chair, policy committee representative.
Yeah. And just for my clarification, the makes nomination sense. Of the policy, state policy representative every second year will just be that they want to continue for the other 2 years. But according to this, in the state's eyes, they'll be serving technically for 4 years. So we won't have to send in our nomination to the state and have them forward it on to the governor again if it's going to be the same person.
If it's the same person, fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. After 4 years.
After 4 years, then we have to send up another nomination.
It can be the same person.
It can be the same person.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And then the chair and vice chair of the RRC will be appointed by the RRC. For 2-year terms. And then the only other thing, we talked about the meetings, third Tuesday, and I would just say that you should build in a little flexibility. RRC meets the third Tuesday of every third month, unless the RRC determines otherwise. I mean, I think you should have the ability as a group to say, hey, that meeting date doesn't work, let's change it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And then we also, on the back page, we, for some reason, had lists of the members in the bylaws, and I think you all know that typically you don't have membership lists as part of the bylaws. You can have a membership list, but it shouldn't be in the bylaws.
What's that?
So this will be deleted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to keep a separate document of membership history.
Yeah, it was scratched out, though.
Yeah, so we'll scratch it out.
Scratch like the other ones.
Right. And then I guess there's so we just talked through all of those changes, and I suppose... Jerry, if you're comfortable with this, you're about to make a motion to approve this. Could you do that with the direction to staff to make the exact wording changes to accomplish your intent? Just give us a few minutes then to make sure we look at it real carefully and have the words all say exactly what your intent was.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I make a motion to approve the bylaws. That's corrected. Also allow staff to make an analysis to make sure that the wording that we've been discussing is incorporated. Anything else? Okay.
Okay, we got a motion. You got a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Great. So that kind of brings us to our next discussion, and that is the appointment of our next state policy rep. So unfortunately for all of us, Mr. Howland is leaving us.
It depends on who you talk to.
I said for us.
You have a big smile, though. Yeah.
So his reappointment to COG has to go back to COG.
Right, and yours too. So.
I'm off of 2019. I was trying to switch places with you and stand for a year.
So the state's policy has usually been that if we are going to get a new state policy rep, that we recommend a nomination to them before the end of the year so that they can make the recommendation to the governor, and the governor can make the appointment so that we will have a representative come January 1st.
So let me ask you this, Jerry. Would you like to continue to serve?
No, I decided I'm not. Okay. And I've had the discussion with her. The other part is on that policy board. I think that it's important. I appreciate, Donna, that you guys, and the faith that this group had to put me on the policy board. But I really believe in looking at the makeup and who attends, that it should be either a councilman, commissioner, or the mayor from the jurisdiction.
So
just because of the relationships that you build in your networking through other meetings, you meet at a different level than somebody that, I mean, being an elected official, I hang out with recorders and surveyors. We're not just as lively a bunch as you guys are. So, but no, I think the relationships that you build are important. And where I think that was part, may have been some of the reason why we didn't quite get across what our message was. Because I could tell that other members from the AOGs were meeting and discussing these things, and it was pretty much knew what each other was going to, how each other was going to vote. And while I think we had some pretty good friends as far as the BFRC with Jerry Taylor and with Scott from Up in Box.
Jeff Scott.
Well, yeah, Jeff Scott. I think, just my opinion, that you guys should have somebody that that has those relationships built that you could talk offline to and create a consensus and maybe get them to see what they were pulling from us as far as we're smaller communities, but they really were lumping us in with Salt Lake.
Yeah.
They just assumed we were getting all kinds of funds and opportunity from them, and that was hard to get them to see otherwise.
So with Jerry, because I think you're very intelligent and good at presenting. But when it came to that last thing, we had Uinta Basin and Ken Burry since he was going to go along with us, and then you got the meeting he dug tell. Maybe if there was another county commissioner that was there, maybe Ken would feel a little more allegiance. I mean, it really shouldn't, but I've noticed that sometimes when you go to the legislature, because you're a commissioner or a council person, they give you more credence even though you're carrying the same message.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
And so I didn't think about that, but maybe that is the thing where you don't get the respect you should get.
Well, it's more, like I said, it's the networking offline that you guys are involved in a lot more of the same meetings than what I would be.
So. That's a tip of the last.
No, that's really good input.
But I don't know. I think you guys worked your guts out for that.
Yeah.
You know, really. And I think it all came down to what you said the one time. Maybe a year or two ago, that the guy was all ready to vote, and then he said, what if my constituents found out I left $60,000 on the table?
Right.
You know, so boom, I'm going to switch. That's the only reason. It was just greed.
Yep.
Is all it was. They're not, to me, they're not following HUD guidelines.
Exactly.
That's what upsets me about it. And I don't know why. I don't know.
And Lanise and Christy both have the rapport with their counterparts of those, but at the end of the day, the direction's being led by those commissioners and councilmen and mayors from those.
So let me just ask a question. Is Cheryl still going for that state involvement?
We finally got her pretty cut off on that.
Cut off on that because that's disastrous.
She didn't even propose it at the vote.
Oh, okay. No. She didn't mention it, but she said, I think it was the last ditch effort. I'm gonna mention it, but I've been told I'm not gonna propose it.
Yeah.
All right. So somebody went above.
We were successful at getting unanimity among the AOGs of wanting to continue to have local RRC control.
Yeah.
We were not successful in having unanimity among all the AOGs as to the allocation methodology.
Well,
and to your point, it just came down to, I'm going to vote for the one that gets me more money, even if it takes money away from you. And so the losers voted no, and the winners voted yes. And
exactly.
It was just a raw kind of,
exactly.
Just based
the
on the numbers,
it was
just 4-3. Frustrating.
The second time, I would end up 5-2. So.
Yeah,
and I think Jerry Taylor just wanted it to go away.
Well, even the formula, the doctor says, no, the formula isn't right. It doesn't address the purpose of the grant. It's just to take care of the low-income people. And if you'll change the percentage, they'll be more equal to what they're already getting. But she already had her mind made up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, if you all remember, they did make an action to have that be the methodology 3 years. So whoever is our next representative won't have quite as much excitement as Jerry was lucky enough to have. But
So Jerry, where are you going? Are you getting a new position?
No. I took off. I used to have a lot of hats out there.
Yeah.
I was over engineering, building inspections, community development. And I decided to concentrate on what I was elected, and that was.
He needs to get his reporter's job, Ben.
Yeah. He's given that slacker.
I know.
Well, they gave him 10 other things to do, and that has sacrificed from all the other things you're doing. Not saying you're not doing a good job. I'm just saying you were dumped on, and the county doesn't. They have the means to hire people to do that.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to get more expensive because now we've gone to a council forum. And they're going to estimate, you know, I have to hire 8 different more employees, even though the council.
You're going to a 7-member council?
Huh?
You're going to a 7-member
council? 5-member council, but who's going to do the work? The commissioners have been doing full time, and Jerry's been doing full time, and stuff like that.
So you're going to have a mayor or an administrator?
We're going to have an administrator, and then if you look at Summit County, they have 2 assistant administrators, and then you have clerical staff, and then hire a business manager also in the commission office, because council can't talk to the department heads, and then you have to have your own CPA. So it adds, you know, people say it's cheaper because you're paying these guys $20,000 a year, 5 of them. But when it comes down, you have to hire 8 more people to do the daytime work. Because who does the money comes during the daytime. If you want to get money for your county, meetings like this, their daytime meetings from 8 to 5. Council people want to work part time, they want to show up for a council meeting once every 2 weeks, except for you. No. But you've seen it.
Yeah, we see it in our area.
Yeah.
So Jerry, you're still going to be in office, but you're not going to serve as this RRC's representative to the state policy.
Well, the reason I ended up on here is because I also provided staff support for COG.
Yeah.
And so I was going to the COG meetings too. Okay.
So are you going to intending to continue as a member of this RRC or not doing any of it?
Not. I'm hoping that they'll appoint somebody.
So the COG has to appoint a replacement for you, Commissioner, and then a staff replacement for you.
And what I see is Grantsville's going to try to push to get everything because the new commissioner taking Mike's position is Tom Tripp from Grantsville. I see Jerry being thrown out the door with the new people coming in, kind of.
I'll be fine.
So, I'm just saying, reality, because Lyda Marshall has complained about wanting to be in all these committees.
Yeah.
And
because at one point he was.
Yeah, and now his best friend is going to be the county commissioner, and I just.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying is, we can change Jerry for my position, because at least it'd give another year to see what actually goes on. If you get these new people coming in and saying how things run in county government, and they're all just talking, they just really don't know what really happened.
So, Commissioner, what are you doing?
I'm headed to Panama, India.
I can't. Panama, India?
I'm heading on a Panama cruise on the 2nd of January. And, oh, I didn't
not
get
coming
elected.
Back?
No, I got kicked out.
Oh, did you get kicked out?
I didn't get a vote.
I was going to say, you didn't run, did you? You didn't get a vote.
You know what? You know what happened? I probably should have.
Oh, well.
Okay, thanks for all the great comments.
Good luck to you.
So we're only going to have one person that can do it, and that's Mark.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just kind of counting the heads here, like Mark Allen.
Yeah, you're the odd man out.
You're gone.
I'm gone. Yep.
Yeah. You got kicked out too?
Yeah.
You didn't run?
Hmm?
You didn't run?
No, I did.
Oh.
I did. Lost in the primaries.
Oh, I might be blessed.
That's okay. You know.
Well, other things to do. That. Oh, yeah.
The other things to do.
Get that ball
around. All right, so to kind of pick up again, as I was saying, the state's policy, or the way that they like to do things, is they like to have a nomination to the governor by the end of the year so that we can have a representative by the 1st of January, which kind of doesn't coincide with the way that WFRC usually does things and the way that we kind of have things written in our bylaws, which is in January, at the first of the year, we go to the COGS and we have them nominate and appoint people to our RRC. So if we were to...
And then, so right in January, the COGS appoint the members of the RRC,
mm-hmm.
and there will be many changes around this table, and then the RRC meets at the beginning of the year with the new members, and then nominates the state policy person from among the new members.
Right. So our options, the contrast would be that if we do it the way that we have it written in our policy, we wouldn't have a policy representative technically.
Till March.
From January until March, but the first state policy meeting isn't until April. So the only way that would potentially impact us is if there was an emergency CDBG meeting, which is extremely unlikely. So my question is if you guys are okay with that and you want to follow through with waiting until we have January appointments and then having the body nominate someone to the state in February.
Okay. And got a question back on the bylaws. In some of the other things with bylaws that we've done, is that the current membership will fulfill that position until a new person has been appointed to that position.
Right.
Is there a way to put that in the bylaws so that if something came up, that technically Jerry could fill in until that new person is appointed by the governor?
Yeah, it's like a holdover. It's considered a holdover, right? So your point is that if, even though Jerry is going to be stepping off, until this body nominated and the governor appointed a replacement, Jerry, you'd technically continue to serve in that role until your replacement was nominated and appointed. Which probably means you'd do nothing.
Right.
The likelihood. Right? But
right.
It's just in case.
In case of emergency things come
up.
Or anybody else is still on the committee, but they haven't been reappointed by COG. But for us two, we would be going off, John and I, because our term ends.
Well, you know what you could do? You could actually say, "I'm sorry." You go to your point. I like your point. I'm getting excited. So sorry. So,
okay. I'm sorry.
What you could do is because there's the provisions about state policy representative. You could say the state policy that representative shall continue to serve until his or her successor has been nominated and appointed. You could add that provision in there, and that would—it's still for a two-year term, et cetera, et cetera. That the nomination still happen in January, but it would clarify that you continue to serve in that role, so that this group doesn't have a period of time where there's nobody.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Is that correct. Consistent with what you're saying?
Yeah, and let's say that John became the next person appointed, and let's say it takes a while for this group to get together.
It might not meet for 6 months. Well, at least you know he's the person still assigned until somebody appointed him.
Yeah. And this particular instance, we have elected official going off of our RRC, which leaves Mayor Allen in the sole position of being the one person of a six-member board who's eligible at the state level to be our policy rep, which doesn't feel like you might be the selected person under a full RRC. To me, it doesn't feel like a fair way to select a person versus after January, when you have all of the recommendations from each county, you have sitting elected officials on this board, a full committee that then makes a nomination. So it's...
Wait, you're raising that point because of the possibility that this group right now
Took action.
Could take action
to
appoint, to nominate a new person.
Correct.
To replace Jerry.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is the way that would work is that would have to be you.
Right.
Mayor Allen.
Yeah.
If there was, this group was going to do that.
Correct.
That would be an alternative to waiting until the new RRC is seated and has a meeting and does its nomination.
That's the two options. You got, that's the risk averse. You know, you have somebody on January 1, or we have you potentially, highly unlikely, serve as the interim person until April. Otherwise, we just go with no new appointment. Jerry continues as our recommended person, and then come March, we forward a new name to Cheryl, who forwards it to.
That's what my feeling is. You get six new people in here, or five new people. They're not going to know squat who to put the state committee. I think it's best that we do this now and move Mark onto the governor's office, so the governor go through it. If it gets appointed by January, that's fine. But if he doesn't get there, then Jerry continues to serve until the governor appoints Mark. I think it'd be smart to go ahead and put that name forward now so that it can be in place.
Well, you could run into that every 2 years, too, depending on the appointments of God. I mean, I can see it happening.
But if Jerry, if you don't want to be on this RRC, or you don't think you're going to be, then he can't, as soon as you're not.
Well, the reason I don't, because typically it's somebody out of the community development office. I mean, that's what.
But you could be. You could be in January reappointed.
Well, I think that it would be, honestly, say there's a CDBG emergency. I don't even know what that looks like. Water line bursts in Wendover to the point that they need to convene people to talk about emergency funding. There's a FEMA incident. Probably the thing at the top of everyone's mind is likely not going to be whether or not your appointment to this body was held over. It's probably going to be more about having somebody in the seat at the state policy table that can speak to issues for WFRC. So it's so highly unlikely that I personally, as staff, I don't see an issue with following WFRC's guidelines on recommendations and reappointments. And I think just politically that it makes more sense to have a full committee. And to your point, if you have five brand new people to the RRC table, they're likely not going to want to serve as the state policy representative on the basis that they may not feel comfortable to represent the region to their full capacity, as opposed to Mayor Allen, who sat on this board, would likely be the recommended, you know, from staff, the recommended person to sit on that. It's just an issue of timing. So We have two different options we can go. One is to follow the state's recommendation on getting them a name prior to November, or follow our standard operating procedures for all of our committees, all of our standing elected official and staff committees. And that decision, you know, holds with you guys.
If you're willing, I guess my recommendation would be to take Commissioner Bateman's idea of clarifying that a person, the state policy rep, holds over until their successor has been nominated and appointed, and then allow the full new RRC, once convened, to make that decision. Who do we want to be our chair, vice chair, and our member on the state policy committee? And mayor, might make sense that you'd be that person.
And,
it might.
I really do think that's the best way. But we would need a chair and a vice chair, but then that could be somebody with experience next year, right?
That's right.
And could possibly be Sean Wilkinson, even though he's just served as chair, but no reason he couldn't come back and do it again, I guess.
That's right.
Well,
right.
He also would have to be
reappointed with me. What if I don't get reappointed in January? Then you're all in trouble.
Well, look, that's so yes, we are. We are all in trouble if you don't get. But that's why you have
a new committee all the way around.
Yeah, that's why you have a staff. I mean, this is an unusual year, so much turnover. Yeah, but that's why you also have a staff to ensure consistency. And even if we had all new members, we would still come and get everybody up to speed and help make the nominations, and we'd work it out. But there is value in having people with some experience move on to be the chair or be the state policy rep. But it just seems to make sense to have the newly constituted full RRC have the ability to weigh in on that decision. I think.
Yeah. And I think Jerry made a good point, and I hope this will be carried out when you select a new board, is that we found that it would be helpful if it was a council person or a commissioner.
Yeah.
That was the point at that state, because of what we've seen.
Well, an elected official. They turned it into an elected official.
Yeah.
Well, so, but
oh, yeah, I see. Okay, you are
elected as
okay, never mind.
So while he's serving on this board as a staff member of Twilla County, your service to the state policy committee was under your elected official title of recorder for Twilla County. So you're kind of wearing two hats in this one.
So now you're on 12 hats, not just 10.
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting the respect as much as the mayor would get a council person or a commissioner.
I see.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It was exception that he's a recorder and staff.
Right. Yes.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen.
And you can factor that into the next RRC can factor that into their decision making when they decide.
I really do think Jerry was getting the respect.
I know.
He always does. I just think it was just greed.
Like I said, it was mostly the relationships you build constantly meeting and talking.
It's just frustrating.
Well, we all know why that vote went that way.
So just to kind of wrap up and clarify, make sure we're all on the same page. So we're thinking that we will have kind of a holdover policy in our bylaws stating that until we have a newly appointed state policy representative, should by any possibility there be an emergency meeting, the holdover state policy board representative would attend and sit in that seat until we have appointed a new one as an RRC body.
Continue to serve until successor is nominated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that meeting will take place in February 19th, right?
That will take place February 19th.
That give you plenty of time before April, if you say.
It is.
Do we ever meet in January?
As a
RRC. No.
No, the RC as well as the state policy board.
Well, that's when
we're
going to get
meet.
Appointed.
Right.
Yeah, the COGS will act in January.
Correct.
And then after the last,
we'll meet in February.
Then you meet in February. You do meet in February, right?
Yeah.
It's because the meetings meet every third month.
Right.
But
so we'll be in
February.
February is the second month. Should we change the, that would be
every third month from now.
Yeah. So December, January, February.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
okay. Do we have to change that?
Oh, yeah.
It says every third month.
So we'll say every 3 months.
Third Tuesday of every third month.
Good catch.
Okay. Yeah. So that, and that is just to your point, that's the way all of our, mostly all of our committees work is, COG meets and then our long range planning group, RGC, our Transcom, our funding program, all of them meet after that January appointment, so they all meet with full boards, and that's, but.
So you're saying that you need to change the meeting schedule in the bylaws, rather than saying every third month, you say every 3 months? Okay, is that what you're saying?
Because we're not meeting the third month.
Third month.
Okay, not every 3 months.
Not the third month of the calendar.
And then maybe you say beginning in February of the year, or first month held in February, then meets every 3 months.
Be overthinking.
Yeah.
I think that's important though, because say we like